Easter is coming up this weekend, and that means a whole lot of chocolate is about to be eaten. Carly Childhouse is the senior manager of public affairs at the National Confectioners Association. But that really what that means is that she's a candy expert at CandyUSA.com.
Thank you so much for having me, and early happy Easter to everyone who celebrates. People are really excited about celebrating occasions. I think in the past couple of years, of course, there have been challenges. People look for reasons to get excited. Easter is just another great opportunity for people to share a little bit of chocolate and candy and celebration with the people that they love and care about.
It's the one time where if you eat 6 Reese's peanut butter cups at lunch, nobody across the table from you will even blink an eye.
Well, this time in Halloween, and Halloween too.
Yeah, but that's it.
Carly, do you think it's unfair and un-American to have hollow Easter egg bunnies versus the solid Easter egg bunnies?
I personally prefer a filled Easter egg or any kind of Easter product. And we asked Americans what kind of chocolate Easter egg specifically, though it might apply to bunnies as well, but we asked them which one is the best. And people were evenly split between solid and filled as their favorite. Only 25% of people said hollow.
Now, when you eat a chocolate bunny, is there a right or wrong way? Because the first thing I always do is immediately rip off its head and ears and eat that. And I don't know if that's barbaric.
I mean, I bite them, too. When they're solid, if they're really big ones, man, I mean, sometimes that gets really strenuous on the mouth. Sometimes you got to cut it. So, right, what's the best way? What's the right way? What's the wrong way?
Listen, you've got to start somewhere. Almost 80% start with the ears first on an Easter bunny. 17% start with the feet, and then just 5% of Americans bite off that little cottontail first.
You know what I like about the ears is it's like a chocolate straw. You just shove that thing right in your mouth. If that chocolate straw had an inch diameter and you were taking its head off.
I know you have a lot of stats, Carly, so I have an important one to ask you. So my favorite Easter candy, I look forward to it every year, Cadbury mini chocolate eggs, but the sugar-coated ones, not the ones that are filled. Mm-hmm. Why does Cadbury make the most delicious, you know, sugar-covered eggs, and then the most disgusting ones that are filled with cream? Why do they do that?
I love those little candy-coated mini eggs. That's one of my favorite Easter treats.
And do you also agree with me that the ones that are filled with that cream are, like, sent from Satan?
See, I like those.
Oh,
I'm a fan. I know. I feel like I come here with some personal candy opinions that aren't popular among this group. But I happen to really like those.
They had to bring you in because you brought the range, right? That's why she's got the gig in them. Sounds to me like we should all feel free to indulge this week.
Most Americans, on average, are only enjoying chocolate and candy about 2 to 3 times per week. And that includes these candy moments like Easter, though I would say I am definitely a little bit above that average. So anybody looking to learn a little bit more about Easter treats and the Easter celebration, traditions, fun facts, things like that, can visit alwaysatreat.com/Easter. We've also got some tips for treating around this very important candy moment.
It's Carly from CandyUSA.com. Thank you.